Hello, today is Tuesday, May 28th, and it's the day after Memorial Day weekend, so some of you may be hungover listening to this episode.
Hungover with grief, you mean? Because they
Yes.
definitely didn't use the holiday to do anything other than respect the dead.
Yeah, and not just get drunk out in our yard.
Did you see the army, I think, tweeted and they're like, share your story about what it means to serve. And every response was like, my brother shot himself. I have 38 inches of scars and PTSD. I can't go into crowds. I cry at night. And it was like, just a wall of.
Did they like post anything like contact? Please contact the VA.
Well, they posted like, we really value all this feedback, but like they
Well, we're
couldn't
gonna
delete
keep
it.
sending you over there.
Right, yeah. Anyway, that's not what this is about. Also, quick behind the scenes look at level one text. Chris has a blanket.
Listen, it's like 90 degrees outside.
And
So
it's like
like
75 in here.
Oh, listen, it's cold. I was like, I don't need a sweater. I'll be fine. And then I came in here and like the air conditioner's blowing on me and I'm cold. So anyway.
Right. Good week for Americans to get that day off.
Yeah.
I mean, not if
What are you gonna do tomorrow?
I'm probably gonna like just, do chores and stuff because yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do
You
yet,
gotta
but
maintain this homeownership stuff.
it's really cut down on your free
It's
time.
a it's a real burden. Plus, I gotta get the stupid cats. Their room has to be cleaned like once a week, no matter what,
Oh,
because
did you
they're
not clean it yesterday?
filthy little animals.
They are technically little animals.
Well. Anyway, good week for us. Bad week. Well, the previous week. I expect this coming week will not be that much better for Qualcomm. Now, of course, this is riding on a big win for Qualcomm, right? I mean, they settled with Apple. Everything was roses going forward. What? Nothing could stop them, because the big shadow, the sword hanging over their head, was cut down. It was cast away. Oh, wait.
Except it wasn't. U.S. judge says Qualcomm violated antitrust law. Appeal plan shares plunge.
Those terrible headlines,
It
man.
is, yeah, it doesn't really flow off the tongue, does it?
So yes, now
You got screwed by this, right?
this is a twisted web. I sold some puts because Trump came out and he was like, "We're blocking Huawei." Right now, Huawei is like 30% of Qualcomm's sales. They sell Huawei a lot of modems, and then the stock went down, and I thought, ah, volatility, and high implied volatility, that's when you want to sell options. So I said, I'm going to get some of that sweet volatility. And then this happened.
Get screwed.
Ouch. But anyway, people are surprised by this. Now, this is kind of a twisted web. So the FTC and this judge, Lucy Ko, think that Qualcomm is a monopoly. She ruled Qualcomm has to renegotiate all of its licensing agreements. Now, these are the licensing agreements that Apple was so hurt by, where it says, like, you have to pay us. Even if you don't use our chips, you have to pay us. They were kind of crazy, if you look at them. You have to renegotiate those, and you can't just say no. You can't just say, no, we're not selling you any more chips. Like, how crazy is that?
That is pretty insane, but that seems to be the world we live in now.
Now, the Department of Justice, you would think that the FTC and the Department of Justice be on the same team, right? No. Department of Justice is pro Qualcomm. They think this is a bad decision because Apple already settled. Apple admitted, yeah, they have the best modems ever, and what choice do we have? So this is going to be appealed. This is not over. This is going to be a long, drawn out, horrible process.
What have you learned?
I've learned to be careful shorting big news stories.
Yeah.
None of that makes any difference for my May 24 puts. I actually got exercised. That was a pain in the ass.
Oh, it looks like you're using an ad blocker.
Oh, you'll have to read the very top of it.
I didn't get this when I read the story this morning. Top Navy official calls out government lawyers for spying on legal team of Navy SEAL. Can't read the rest.
Accused of war crimes. So, here's the weird thing about it, right? The Navy sent some emails to the lawyers defending this Navy SEAL,
Yes.
some of which were in the Navy, and one of them was a Air Force Judge Advocate General employee. There was a click tracker. Now, okay, so the people affected, the defense team, claim it was malware. The people who sent it claim it was just like a click tracker, right? One of the images.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a tracking picture.
Which I was kind of surprised that at a certain level of government they even allow you to show images in email, but apparently they do.
Well, if it was like literally the eagle.
The seal, like, but yeah, but a lot of times like email, they don't show images. You have to like enable them.
That's
so.
True, yeah.
Maybe I read that and was a little surprised.
Maybe they were, you know, in like an Outlook where it's like, show links and images. And they're like, well, this why is not? Fun.
But I can't see my signature if I don't allow images, so.
So, now the affected parties, again, claim that it's incredibly invasive malware. But this is crazy. This is literally, if that's true, the Navy is infecting the Air Force with malware and other parts of the Navy.
Yes.
So now they're saying they can't even trust. I didn't switch the story ever. It doesn't matter because they can't
see it. It looks like you're using an ad blocker, so.
Or maybe I switched back. I don't even remember. But they're saying that now they can't trust anything because they don't know if they're infected. They don't know who else might have been infected.
Yeah.
And so this is insane, but.
All because of a seal.
It raises questions of, like, should you be able to do that? Is that a national security thing?
Well, apparently why
do you
not
need
happy
to, why do you need to track that?
Who knows? We'll probably learn more about that story in the coming weeks.
It's highly politicized because I think Trump is pro these guys. So I think the charges are like they killed a guy in the Middle East and they didn't need to.
And then, I thought it was a few people. I'm not sure.
And then one guy turned the other guy in. And so they're saying, well, if you don't take this seriously, then no one's ever going to turn anybody else in.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know anything about that, but what I do know is probably shouldn't have tracking pixels or malware in our legal emails.
It's true.
I'm against it.
Put me down.
Now, Krista, against it. There's so much good television and movies that you've never seen.
Yes.
One of those is The Wire.
I haven't seen The Wire.
You should watch The Wire.
I heard a lot of people saying that, like, The Wire was a fantastic show and that they were going to hold Game of Thrones to the same standard as The Wire. And then they were like, oh no.
The Wire is better than Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
After the last season, there's no question.
Yeah.
But the thing about The Wire was, it was based on the truth. Roughly. Like, Baltimore really
extremely
is.
Extremely roughly.
Not even. Baltimore really is that corrupt. They just had the mayor. Was she the mayor? I think she was the mayor who was like writing children's books and then using her influence to make sure that they sold. And they caught her doing it and she just like fled the city.
She just left.
She said she had pneumonia. And she didn't show up for 3 or 4 weeks.
I'm deeply committed to the city of Baltimore. I have to go.
Anyway, it's not surprising based on that show and like how technologically behind everything in Baltimore was because of the budget that we see a headline like this.
Hackers are holding Baltimore's government computers hostage and it's not even close to over. This is happening all over the place though, right? It's not just Baltimore.
This is happening all over the place, although places like Baltimore are particularly susceptible to it because they probably don't even have much of an IT team.
No, probably not.
Here's the thing about it. And I'm not sure if this Gizmodo article covers this, but it's, this is funny. The ransom people, their quote is, "We won't talk more. All we know is money." Tick tack, tick tack, tick tack. Not tick tock.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because they're probably not American. So, don't speak English.
This is an encryption ransomware. But how they got in is one of the NSA tools. The Shadow Brokers leak.
Oh, yeah.
So the NSA created malware. Then they lost it. Because of bad security, and now the city of Baltimore is shut down because of it.
There's screenshots in this article, right, where it's like, email is down. Please don't email anybody. Oh, no. Maybe it's gone.
Oh.
That's not, anime, though.
That's not a screenshot.
That looks like Pokemon.
It's a woman wearing a Pikachu suit. Anyway.
Anyway.
Another story related to this is, so this shut down all their email. Locked it up.
Maybe that's the article I'm thinking of that had the screenshot.
I didn't include that one.
Okay.
And, so they were like, okay, just for the time being, we're going to create Gmail accounts for everybody so we can communicate. And Gmail has a feature where if you sign up like 30 or 40 people all at once in a short amount of time, they lock your account.
Because so I think it's a bot.
So then it still didn't have email. Bad times.
It seems like really getting into Gmail would maybe be, I guess it depends on what business they're conducting, but it seems like that would possibly be a security risk as well. But
it might have been where it's just, you know, it's Gmail through your managed domain.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm not sure exactly. Either way, it was that, or, I mean, what's the alternative? What would you do?
Snail mail, obviously. Everyone just has to mail stuff in Baltimore. That's just how things work.
Oh, sure.
Actually, yeah. I don't think that would work, but...
Have you done any international traveling lately?
Not lately.
Wendell has. He's, I guess he's in Taiwan at this point. They probably searched some of his stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, he gets searched because he brings a bunch of tech crap.
Well, yeah.
Like, they always think he's, like, assembling bombs or something.
And that's the thing. Your laptop, your phone, whatever electronic device, they can actually make you unlock it and go through your stuff. That seems unconstitutional, right? So maybe a bit of good news.
Senators proposed bill requiring warrants to search devices at the border. Number of searches on devices at the border quadrupled over the last 4 years.
I don't want
that to be anymore.
I like to see statistics on, like, what do they find from that? How many terrorists have they stopped?
Sir, you have horrible taste in memes.
Yeah. What would they find that would then trigger them to go ahead?
You have so many pictures of your dog on your phone. Why?
Yeah, so, I don't know if this has any chance of passing, but it would certainly be a good move. Opponents would argue, I guess, that, like, you'd have to know in advance to get the warrant, right?
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, you can't just be like, keep them from getting on the plane because they won't let you. I mean, you could now, but you shouldn't be able to, which is probably...
That's the argument that they make, yeah. Oh, the site can't be reached. Oh, there it goes.
It's back. The T-Mobile and Sprint merger, that's been in the news, right?
It has. We've covered it before.
Is it not going to happen? Who knows? Well, Mr. Ajit Pai has weighed in.
FCC chairman backs T-Mobile Sprint merger with new conditions. The conditions are he got paid, most likely.
How jealous are you of this guy? His cuffs and his pin match perfectly.
Is that a guy?
Oh. I don't know.
I can't tell from here.
I
can't see anyway, so I mean, I don't know.
Let's just say this human. How jealous are you of this human?
I assume that's a representative from Sprint, right? Because
I don't know.
Is it T-Mobile or Sprint who has the pink? Because it's yellow and pink brand colors, yeah.
I think that's T-Mobile, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Pai said he wanted more 5G.
He does.
That's what everybody wants, right? He wants more 5G.
And more Reese cup coffee mugs.
I think he's happy with the one.
No, I think he needs more.
How often do you think he washes that?
Never. Actually, he probably doesn't ever wash. He probably has an intern to do that.
That's true, yeah. So he wants more 5G, so they have to agree to a lot of rural 5G build-out. He doesn't want Boost to be a part of this, which is prepay, I think.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So he doesn't want the prepay market to be monopolized. So they have to spin Boost off, do the 5G stuff, lock prices for 3 years, and he gives it the okay. Still has to go through some other committees, though.
But what does this mean for Appalachian Wireless?
It means that a bunch of money will... Well, actually, Appalachian Wireless is owned outside of their networks.
Yeah.
So probably nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
It means that 5G will never come to that area.
Yeah.
Appalachian Wireless will remain a monopoly.
Have you seen the giant billboards for Appalachian Wireless on some of the highways?
I've seen them over the years.
Oh, but... I love it. They're just like a giant picture of just any cell phone. It's like service, just that's all it says. And then,
well, as opposed to no service,
because that's the alternative. Yeah, it's not even, it never like brags about speed or anything. It's just you can get service.
When was the last time you got a robocall?
I think last week. I get them pretty often.
I got the one in Mandarin last week.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's actually, it's lower than usual. You usually get 2 or 3 a week. They've been on the low end. But the Senate has finally passed that bill that they claim is going to get rid of our worries.
Senate passes bill cracking down on robocalls. This passed, I think it was like 30-something to 1. One person
You know who it was?
It was someone from Kentucky, Rand Paul, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, not a good week for Kentucky. But
Rand Paul, in his defense, he is like hardline, staunch libertarian, no regulation kind of guy.
Yeah.
So he's kind of following his
heart,
his spirit here.
Yeah.
In this case, you know, I think you sort of like look at it and you're like, okay, can this, is there anything bad that can happen from this? Can this be used? Now, this can be used.
Scamming,
this
yeah.
can be used negatively because...
old people will believe anything.
No, we talked about it last week. This puts most of the power in the hands of the ISP. So they decide who can call you and who can't. Their ability to monetize that would be huge.
That's true.
Because think about if you're like, oh, the ones that... It's like, oh, I represent the Fraternal Order of the Police. I hate those more than any. And...
I don't even answer them. Like, if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it.
Well, sometimes you're expecting a call from somebody that you don't know.
Oh.
But anyway, so if they went to Verizon and they were like, hey, we're going to give you 10%, but you got to let us call, then you're still going to get those calls.
That's true.
So, I don't know. It's $10,000 per call the whole time that you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they determine how many calls you made, but... That's a pretty big number. I mean, you got to think, the robocaller is probably dialing out how many times a minute? Hundreds?
Yeah, per day. Like probably nonstop.
Yeah. Well, they just roll with the time zones.
Yeah.
So they're like at least 18 hours a day they're active, I'd say. So that'd be a big number. I think it's true that the FCC has fined a bunch of them, but never collected the fines. So it's like...
It's on the books, but yeah. No one actually cares.
Last week, we learned about the moon quakes, which I thought was hilarious.
The moon, oh, yeah.
The moon is just, it's shrinking like a grape and fractured and just shaking constantly. It's a terrible, terrible, inhospitable place, which brings us to this.
Let's live there. NASA officially orders its first segment of a lunar space station.
There it is. Or at least that's what it's proposed to look like.
An artist rendering.
Got some nice, I assume these are solar panels.
Yep.
And these nice jets here. Now this guy is, no one actually lives here, right?
It's just like a station go between.
No.
That's what
this thing is, just the power module and the engines.
Okay.
So this like keeps it in orbit and lets it move around a little bit and provides power to the pieces that are coming next.
Okay.
I think maybe like one person can live here, and that'll be like the maintenance guy.
Oh, that would be lonely, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'd be like a more extreme version of the lighthouse.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't even just go outside and take a walk.
You could, once.
That was, wasn't that the original plan for that, to make that like a midway stop if you're going to Mars? And now they were like, let's just do it on the moon. It's kind of like, I'd kind of rather go to Mars, though.
It's kind of cool. So you'll fly to that thing, and then that has lunar landing modules. And so you get in one of those, like an elevator to the moon.
Oh.
Yeah.
To the quaking, shaking moon.
So this is a funny headline because remember the last time they did this and it didn't do anything? And it probably still won't.
Do Not Tracked Act would give users more power.
No, it won't.
It won't. I have to admit, I don't think we've ever run a story from this site. I liked the design of this site.
Duo.com. Let's look at it.
It was very simple and like it looked nice and mobile. Yeah, there weren't a ton of pop-ups. That'll probably change now that I've said something.
Yeah, not a bad site. So basically, this is like the old Do Not Track, except they're going to enforce it more.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And it would still be built into your software. And presumably, your browser or whatever you're using would send this Do Not Track signal, and then it'd be up to the people on the other end to respect it.
Well, it's like that. Is it the, it's not mailing, it's a... phones where you can say like don't call me, do not call lists.
But there is a Do Not Track.
Yeah.
Like I think most of the browsers don't even put it in there anymore because no one respects it. So it used to exist. Google famously just, they're like, no one else does this, so we're gonna stop. Now, this story, I read the story, read the headline.
I like this story.
And I thought, that's kind of a nothing story, but Krista will love it.
I did. I appreciate it a lot. An RV camp sprang up outside Google's headquarters. Now Mountain View wants to ban it. With house prices out of reach, where will the van dwellers go?
Where will they go?
Our van dwellers is an actual subreddit. And there's a whole series of YouTube videos about people who build out vans to live in.
So they got a picture here.
Oh, they cut it off on the desktop version.
And this is kind of just an average street.
And it's just covered in RVs. See, clearly. This isn't even stealthy, though, because a lot of times if you watch the videos on YouTube, people take, it looks like just a normal van. And, like, you wouldn't know that someone was living in it. Those you can definitely tell. And, like, the article talks about, like, one of the cops walking down the street and there's sewage dripping out of all the RVs. And it's like, okay, that's a public health issue and that's gross, but...
Well, yeah, but see, there's so many of these people.
Yeah.
I don't think stealth is an option. Because, I mean, you're just fighting for any place to park at
that's
this point.
True.
Like this, can you imagine how pissed you'd be if you live in a $2 million three-bedroom ranch and then on your street at all times...
There's raw sewage just getting pumped out.
Blocked by RVs.
Yeah.
Ugh, disgusting. So the problem is...
There's
housing,
too many people there.
You don't have to say there. The housing is a nightmare. The rent, average rent was what, like $4,000?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and then some people were saying, even Google employees were like, I could get something for like $2,000, but I wouldn't have any money left over to save or like do anything
right.
else.
So they're just living in the RVs, which is not legal. And the people are complaining. The rich tech people who actually can afford a house are complaining about the poor tech people.
Or the retirement. Well, and they're saying, too, like, things like teachers and stuff, yeah, they can't afford to live there either, so, like, it's just becoming a town for Google.
They've got to have a McDonald's in that town, right? How do you staff a McDonald's in that environment?
That's one of the things they talked about in this article. And they're like, it's becoming more and more of a problem because people don't want to commute.
Yeah.
Just to go serve the rich people their coffee.
It's, you know what? All the poor people should just move out of there. Just go somewhere else and let the rich... adjust, right?
To just, not having a lower class.
Just wipe out those property prices. Destroy them completely. But you know what would happen is Google would just bus in everything that they need.
They would, yeah. Well, I mean, they kind of do that anyway because there was the story about the woman who's a security guard. And she said that, like, she just gets, like, half her meals from there and then cooks at night in her van. And I think they said she was renting her van. $800 a month.
Wow.
To rent
van.
A van. I mean, it was nice. Like, they had done up the inside nice, but, like, $800 a month for a van.
Couldn't you go somewhere else and rent a van from, maybe, like, crossing state lines with rentals is not a thing?
Yeah. Well, I would think you would just buy a van and then, you know, renovate it yourself. So then you own it.
You could do your van conversion business. Just go there and do it.
Well, someone clearly already had that idea if they're renting it. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know...
She didn't mention the name of it in the article. We'll have to inquire.
You know,
Level 1 investigate.
Do what you love. You can turn it into a job. You get to renovate vans.
Except I have no skill at, like, carpentry or electrical or anything.
You learn as you go.
Anything that you would actually need to be successful.
Remember net neutrality, Krista?
I do remember that.
On the week of Memorial Day, we must remember net neutrality. Because it's dead. And it's been attempted to revive it in a variety of ways. Of course, California did their thing. Was it Texas did one? Or
there's several states who tried to kind of roll their own.
All those were put on pause while the federal version was worked on, right? They're like, hey, don't bother, because we got this amazing federal version. Well,
47 Democrats cave on net neutrality after GOP calls bill dead on arrival. The person who called it that was Turtleman. Not a good week for Kentucky.
He actually controls which bills are brought to the Senate.
Yeah.
So he's hugely powerful and evil.
Please.
So
he's got that hard shell.
They said, if you bring it to the Senate the way it is, no chance. We're not doing it. Make these concessions. And the concessions are just ridiculous.
Might as well not even have
it's
net
like
neutrality at that point.
5G isn't affected at all. If you have more than a gigabyte... or gigabit plan, not affected. And there were just all these crazy concessions. So if this gets passed, it's probably worse than nothing, because now we have a federal law that's friendly to the industry.
Yeah.
Who could have seen that coming?
Bad week for Kentucky.
Oh, I should have put this story with the other moon story. What a terrible mistake.
Yeah. NASA executive quits weeks after appointment to lead 2024 moon landing plan. It almost makes me wonder if he was just kind of like, we're not going to Mars, I'm out.
No, he was... Well, so here's the timeline. Remember when Mike Pence gave that speech? He was like, we're going to the moon. I don't care what you have to do. We're doing it. Shut up. We're doing it. We're going to the moon. We're going back. And NASA was like, okay.
We kind of learned everything we really need to know, but okay.
So they went back and they did the math and they were like, all right, here's what it's going to cost. I think it was $1.6 billion. They're like, we need $1.6 billion to go to the moon. And so, yeah, $1.6 billion down payment, not total. And they went back to Washington. They're like, this is what we need. And Washington was like, ooh.
It costs money to do space exploration.
That's a big number, isn't it? So they didn't give it to him. And this person, I don't know if it's a male or female.
I think it was a
Mark dude. Strangelo.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm done. I'm out. If you're not going to give me my $1.6 billion, I've got better things to do than land on the moon.
That's true. Well, I mean, there's other space companies now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to work for NASA.
So the one thing they did announce, actually, we didn't mention in the other story, that lunar floating thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's going up most likely on an Amazon rocket.
Oh, yeah. It's being worked on. It's a cross-developmental thing.
Bad news for Mr. Musk. I bet he really wanted that.
We've got some bad news about Musk throughout this whole
episode. Hasn't been a good week for
episode.
Him.
Yeah. Bad for Kentucky, Luke, bad for
Krista,
Musk.
Krista, right now, what is your total amount of Overwatch unopened loot boxes?
450.
Because she knows that right
off the bat. Well, because I was playing earlier, and I was like, man, I should open some of these. And then I was like, I don't care. I don't open them anymore. I just play the game because I enjoy it.
Now, I think... those are actually okay.
They are, under this rule. Anti-loot box bill could radically change how video games are sold. Basically, they don't want you to have loot boxes. But they're okay with ones that are just cosmetic.
So, the wording... it's actually... they went to a lot of...
yeah, it's actually pretty thorough. It's like,
I mean, I'm not
going to
read all this,
yeah.
But basically, it has to give you something that you would normally get by playing the game.
Yes.
Or it gives you an advantage in a multiplayer scenario.
Basically anything that can change the gameplay is not allowed.
DLC is still okay. Like, they can sell you more experience, but they can't sell it to you if you could unlock it by playing the game.
Oh.
And here's one of the big ones, though. Any kind of randomness or chance that you're paying for could be a problem. So those Overwatch loot boxes, that might become an issue. Like Hearthstone could destroy the entire business model because those random card packs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's also a thing about, this is only supposed to be for kids, right? So it's for kids games or games where you constructively believe that children might play it, which is every game in the universe.
Yeah, that would only put what? Games that are like...
it doesn't matter even if they are mature.
It wouldn't matter.
Because the whole like constructive belief thing, that a paragraph about that. It's not like you can't say, oh, children aren't allowed to play this, so we can assume that they're not playing it. It's like, no, you know better. Everybody knows that kids play Call of Duty, so you can't make that argument. So the only option would be to like put a credit card lock on every game that you play. And then you'd have to like click a checkbox. It's like, I'm the person playing this game. No one else is playing it, especially not children. Which would be great. I would go for that.
Yeah. I don't know. It does kind of seem like it would maybe make the gaming experience... it's terrible, but maybe make the gaming experience a little bit better. If you're not having to like... If game designers aren't relying on, oh, well, we'll just make them buy... we'll nickel and dime them so they can skip ahead.
No, I'm talking about keeping kids out of it.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah. Probably it's a good thing, but then you get like to the Hearthstone thing
where it's like kind of that weird gray area.
Hearthstone is a game that's free, and presumably if you just grind it out 24/7, you could eventually get everything that you want, but the business model requires that you have some people who are lazy
who will just pay to win,
just will throw money at it. So I don't know. And if you do keep the kids out, as pleasant as that would be, something like Fortnite would probably fail overnight.
Yeah.
So. If you like to talk a lot of shit on the internet, which, you know, some people do. Some people in these comments especially seem to enjoy
it. I'm getting into heated debates about what Kelly Gorman Griffin could have done differently.
So, but aren't those civil?
They are pretty civil, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever call somebody some sort of Lord of the Rings themed negative
name? Slur, no. Snaga.
Did they have slurs for the people?
There's I think, is it Snaga?
Are there any?
That means slave and orcish.
Are there any racial slurs in the Lord of the Rings?
Not really. The orcs call Saruman Sharku, which is old man.
What was the thing in Dwarf Fortress Friday? I've been calling my cats.
Oh,
the Crundle.
The Crundles, yeah. Oh no, we've burrowed into a thing of Crundles.
Anyway,
unrelated.
Good news if you are one of those people and you like to talk that shit and you want to stay anonymous.
Reddit are allowed to stay anonymous. Court rules. In a copyright lawsuit, a Jehovah's Witness has been given protections regarding anonymous online free speech.
So this guy posted...
It was like documents for like their financial... Or their donation policies.
It was how they went about trying to get people to give them money.
Yeah.
They're like... I think they had like a pricing table and how they contacted people. But also one of the like advertisements that they used to try and milk money out of people.
Yeah.
They were not happy about that.
But yeah, they kept trying to say it was like a copyright violation. Take it down.
And they also sued him. And so this judge ruled you can sue him, but you're suing his Reddit name, not his real name. It doesn't have to be. Because he made the argument, he was like, listen guys, this is the crazy powerful church, which I am still in, and they will destroy me if they find who I am.
Didn't he say they would like excommunicate or whatever that would be for Jehovah's Witness, excommunicate
something
or,
like that.
Yeah.
Which is weird, like, why would you be posting that if you still wanted to be part of it?
Yeah, I don't.
Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been the big winner in the trade war. It's up to like $8,000, right?
Is it back up? Today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, relatively.
Yeah, not like it was before, but.
So, that's good news. But when Bitcoin starts to inch up, a lot of people in power start to get a little nervous. And this guy basically voiced exactly what the creators of Bitcoin said it was about, and reinforced it. Like, if you're a hardcore like Bitcoin libertarian, this reinforces every reason that you want Bitcoin.
Bitcoin threatens to take power from the U.S. Federal Reserve.
So he basically just, he came out and said, yeah, the petrodollar, the fact that all trade internationally has to go through dollars, that's why we're super powerful. We have a monopoly on trade. Bitcoin would take that away and it must be stopped.
It's like, but isn't that the point?
I think China's doing a lot more than Bitcoin and we're working toward ending that. We have heard from Facebook and who else? Was it Apple? Yeah, Tim Cook.
It was Apple, yeah.
They see the writing on the wall. And they know that the torches and the pitchforks are coming. And they're trying to get ahead of it. And now Microsoft has joined the pack.
Microsoft calls for federal regulation of the tech industry. Somebody please tell us what to do. But don't take our money.
Right. So they know. I think they see what's happening in Europe. And they're like, oh, we need regulations that we write.
Yes.
And we need those tomorrow.
We need to start bribing people now and start the lobbying now.
So not surprising that Microsoft jumps in on that. I can't imagine where they would have gotten the framework for that idea. Certainly not from something like the net neutrality bill that the telecommunication companies wrote.
No.
That wouldn't be it.
They'll just show up at a meeting and it's like, how do we do that? That same thing that you guys did with them. Can we do that too? Let's make that deal.
Lamp posts.
Yes.
It's the kind of thing you never think about it.
I didn't, and even when I read this article, I was like, I don't understand what the problem is.
But if they went away, you'd miss them.
I would miss them. Yeah. Kind of. Maybe.
You think about, I mean, the alley and street we have to walk through just to get to our cars.
You know what? I would actually be sad because I have a lamp post near my back door, and I would have to waste money on electricity to turn on my back door light.
I have a light on the power pole at my house, but because I'm out in the country, I have to pay for it.
Really?
It's $12 a month.
What?
Yeah. I can opt out and just turn it off, but like you say, it's super useful.
It is kind of useful. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would probably not pay for it if that was me. But
You never know what's lurking in that yard out there. If I have a home invader...
You have that whole section for snakes.
Well, you know.
The tall grass
And
for
I
snakes.
Want them to have illumination.
So they can see where they're going
while
in the grass.
While they mate in my tall grass.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I ever have to shoot somebody in my yard, I want to be able to see them, right? I want to identify my target.
Well, you don't have like a... I don't know anything about guns, like a night scope, night vision. You don't have anything like
those
that.
Are, like, they start at like $6,000.
I can believe you've
you
been...
They don't mount on my pistols.
What, you don't have a sniper nest set up on your porch?
You would get a flashlight for your pistol.
Okay. But, I don't know anything about
but
that
But then
stuff.
If they have a gun, all they have to do is shoot at the light. So,
that's true.
You know.
Do you think a meth head who's out there looking for stuff is going to have a gun?
They could steal one easily. What if that? What if the house they hit before was full of guns?
They hit your house before?
No, no, they're robbing houses.
Wouldn't they? They should rob the old people next door to you first.
And that guy's probably got a gun.
You think?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I think that guy spends all his money on lawn care.
You know, he might have a little left over at the end of that. Anyway.
Sorry.
Lamp posts.
Revealed. 5G rollout is being stalled by Is it Rouse or Rouse?
I think in this case it's a Rao. This is, you know.
I say Ro in my head when I read it, but I think it's pronounced Rao.
But this is Eurotrash.
Yeah, talk. It's Rao. Yeah. Over lampposts. People are upset about lampposts.
Who well, owns they're not upset about lampposts. The communication companies want 5G towers on lampposts. Makes a lot of sense because
they're already there.
They have to be high enough to be over top of all of the cars and trucks. But low enough that they're not like, you know, because you want to be close to them.
Yeah.
So it's a proximity game. Lamppost is perfect. But who owns the lamppost, Krista? We got like 6 lampposts out here. Who they belong to?
The city, I imagine. But
you imagine so. And some cities are like, hey, bro, want to use our lampposts? Grease these palms a little bit. Yeah, make it rain a little.
And almost every city that they've tried to do this in has said that, which has caused a problem.
It rains a lot in the UK. And the city's like, pay us. And the telecommunication companies say, no, we shouldn't have to pay you that much. This is for everybody. This is 5G. It's good for people. And so lawsuits happen.
And so many lawsuits. So many. Clogged up the legal system.
Every little city in town, everybody they come to, it ends up in court. And so now it could take 2 years to work through all these court cases as Krista burrows into her blanket.
Listen. It's chilly.
Where else? What other news anchor burrows into a blanket?
We have a high standard of professionalism here at Level One Text.
You know how on the all the local news stations, they have like the really hot weather girls now?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the new thing. Can you imagine if one came out bundled
just
up?
Just all bundled up. I don't think there's any chick weather girls around here.
It seems to be more in, like, the bigger markets.
Yeah.
Those,
Chris Bailey is a lying hoe.
But is it, do women consider him
attractive? No, I don't think so.
No?
No. I follow him on Twitter because I wanted to hear about the weather, and he has opinions about everything. That was
a
mistake.
A good weatherman should.
Yeah.
You know who else has a lot of opinions on things? Julian Assange.
He does.
But he doesn't get to share them with the world anymore.
WikiLeaks, Ecuador to hand Assange belongings to U.S.
So, yeah, when they went in there and grabbed him by the collar and took him out of the embassy, he had stuff. He had electronics and, you know.
A cat, apparently.
I know a cat had been taken before.
Yeah.
They covered that. But all of his various things, and so the embassy boxed him up and called up the U.S. and they're like, hey, you want these? Because we don't need them. And a lot of people are saying that if you give somebody asylum, handing their belongings, including their sensitive electronics, over to the people that you were giving them asylum from, may be in bad faith.
Just a little. But that kind of tells me they were a little sick of his shit.
Well, Ecuador went through a presidential change.
Yeah.
And the new guy hates him.
Yeah, well, because didn't he leak stuff about him, too?
I think he hated him before that.
Oh, okay.
So they are considerably anti-Assange at this point. He's going to...
Talk about biting the hand that feeds you. I mean, I appreciate the commitment to the cause, but...
50 weeks for not... for dodging the arrest in the UK. Then they're thinking about handing him over to... was it Sweden where he had the rape charge?
I think it was Sweden.
And then he
I don't trust you to remember that, but I think it was Sweden.
I have a mental block with Sweden.
Sweden and Switzerland.
Then they're going to put him on trial there, and then the U.S. will probably get him, if there's anything left. Who knows? They might. If Sweden puts him in one of their, like, nice prisons, they're probably doing him a favor.
Yeah.
Giving him a life sentence. He should plead guilty to the rape just to go to prison in Sweden. Because if he comes here, it's over.
It is over.
They're going to waterboard him for, like, 4 weeks, and then they're going to put him in a Supermax and hire some Bloods and Crips to stab him. That's how that's going to go. Remember we were talking about Microsoft begging to be regulated?
Yes.
And I think this has a lot to do with it. They see what's happening in Europe, and they are terrified.
Google's ad system under EU probe for how it spreads your private data. Why does that not read correctly to me? Am I having a stroke?
I hope not, because I don't know anything about treating that. Just close the door. Just turn the equipment off. I don't want anything to happen to
you. Just leave me to die.
So, yeah, this is once again...
Google's ad system under EU probe for how it spreads your private data.
Spreads, right. So they're saying like...
That reads weird to me.
When it's possible that certain things about you could be passed to the advertiser from your Google search. So Google knows things about you. So it's not just, hey, your ad got a click. It's like, hey, your ad got a click.
And it's this kind of person.
And we know this about the person. Yeah. Right, so they say that's not GDPR compliant. Probably some more fines coming for them. And they probably really do that.
Well, Google, at least when I'm on my phone, sometimes it'll say, like, if I'm Googling something, it's like, hey, we're just letting you know that we know this, but, like, we have a profile for you, and it says that you're interested in this, this, and this.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, why are you telling me this, Google? It's making me uncomfortable when I just wanted to Google something stupid.
Now, so let me try to get, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to guess that hammocks.
Yeah.
They guess that you're interested in hammocks. Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Backpacks.
Yeah.
White supremacy.
No. Oh. That's. I think that's yours.
Oh.
I think that's your profile.
Note self. Get Krista a different wedding gift. Remember when Apple got busted for... hurting the, I'm not a white supremacist.
Yeah, I know. It was a dark joke, but we kind of played it off really seriously. But, I mean, as far as I know, he's not. But
can you really keep that a secret?
If you're a white
supremacist. I think a lot of people are like secretly
white supremacist.
Apple, they did those performance updates and they degraded your phone to protect the battery. Right? That was their excuse. Hey, we're not slowing it down, so you go out and buy a new one. We're protecting your battery. The fact that you're probably going to go buy a new one, that's
just a bonus.
Yeah. Nothing to do with it. Well, the UK says, we really don't trust you with that explanation, and so from now on, you got to tell us everything you do in that regard.
Apple tells UK Watchdog Group it will notify consumers if iPhone upgrades lead to slowdowns. Apple also holds... fingers crossed behind back while making that promise to UK Watchdog.
Well, again, I don't know if they're crossing their fingers or not because they are terrified of these giant fines.
Yeah.
I mean, the EU is not playing games anymore. They're just sucking those businesses dry.
I mean, you know, as much as we've all been making jokes about Eurotrash, that is kind of... it is a little bit nice, I guess, to see them have to play a little nicer,
Here's my worry about that, though. Because you're talking about two horrifically corrupt groups.
That's right? True. Will they just race each other to the bottom?
Big business and big government. In America, they work together. And that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I'll admit. But there's that delicate balance, right? It's like two giants fighting and we're under them just being like drenched with their blood and viscera as it falls down and poisons our existence. But what happens if one giant consumes all the life energy of the other one and becomes unstoppable? Where does it turn its ire after that? That's what you got to think about, folks.
It's going to come down the beanstalk.
And when a government gets too powerful, some weird things start to happen.
Wikipedia to fight Turkey ban in European Human Rights Court.
Now, that's not Wikipedia banning information about turkeys. You can find all the turkey information you want on Wikipedia. It's the country of Turkey.
Ryan had some confusion. He had to Google that this morning.
I think Turkey's in the EU. I can't remember.
I feel like that's right, and yet Turkey's like one of those countries that's kind of right on the border where I'm not really sure.
Well, they're not on the border politically. It's despotism.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, though, but like, it doesn't seem like they should be in the EU, but I think they are.
But I assume because European Human Rights Court, they would have to be in the EU, right?
So yeah.
I think that's what's going on here. And I don't know, is Wikipedia human right?
It's information. I mean,
I suspect if in that court case, Turkey will say that it's misinformation. Who decides?
Well, it's a beautiful thing about Wikipedia. It's the encyclopedia anybody can edit.
I think Turkey's been caught.
And if everyone who used Wikipedia just paid $1.
They just recently announced they've got a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people were paying that dollar.
As terrible as it is, as much as I use Wikipedia, I've never given them a dollar.
Nah, you know what? That's for other people to do.
It's someone else's problem, even though I use the service all the time. Right.
Game of Thrones. I finally watched the final season of Game of Thrones. You know who didn't watch it? The entirety of China.
Yeah. Game of Thrones finale didn't air in China. Some fans are blaming the trade war.
Ouch.
Sucks for them.
HBO was questioned about this, and they're like, oh,
we sent it to them.
We gave it to them. They've got it. And so, seems like it is the trade war. They also, there was another TV show that was pro-Korean or something like that. They shut that down. And they've been re-airing a lot of, like, really pro-communist, anti-West.
What did they see in Game of Thrones that was so objectionable, other than the fact it was terrible?
No. See, they aired all of Season 6 except for that final episode.
Mm.
So that was just, like, a big FU. It's like, hey.
You didn't miss anything.
Don't watch this Western garbage. Watch these fine communist propaganda films instead.
Honestly, I don't know. I think I would have preferred the communist propaganda film.
Now, I was watching season 6, and
season 8.
When I hit episode 4, so it's weird.
It just takes a nosedive.
It's weird how, Game of Thrones, some files just existed on my computer. I don't know how they got there.
Yeah, me too.
And I watched them. Episode 4, it was in French.
Oh.
So that was a bit of a speed bump, but I worked through it. Anyway, let's move on. I didn't pre-click the next story that time.
Did you just, watch it with Wendell? Because Wendell speaks French.
Does he?
He speaks a little bit.
I would say
it's country boy French.
I think he speaks like 4 words.
Yeah. So he speaks French. He's fluent.
So you can't.
Repeat that lie. Every time Wendell mentions anything in the forum, just ask him a question in French. He'll respond.
Huawei has been taken down. Actually, we should put this story after that, because we're going to talk a lot about Huawei in a minute. But they're not the only tech firm from China, because now the U.S. government, they are so bloodthirsty. They say, now that we've destroyed Huawei, and
how many more must I slay?
When a dog gets something that just shakes it in its mouth after it's dead.
Yeah.
And they've dropped Huawei, and now they're ready for another one, and it's going to be Hikvision?
I've never heard of Hikvision. Hikvision sounds like a
Kentucky Eastern Kentucky public access.
The U.S. is reportedly considering blacklisting Chinese surveillance tech firm Hikvision.
Tonight on Hikvision, we're going to review these folding
knives.
I
was thinking more like it was an eye doctor, Hikvision.
Anyway,
Dr. Bubba.
It's another. These guys make technology that's used in audio-visual equipment, and often it's built in surveillance items, right?
Right.
So they're saying we can't have these very basic surveillance components, because, listen, the U.S., we like to do surveillance. We surveil 24/7, and we can't be being spied on while we spy.
It's unacceptable.
That's ridiculous. So Hikvision, going to get burned by that. Now, as I was saying about Huawei earlier, like literally 10 seconds ago. Just hit after hit after hit. Trump said nobody does business with Huawei, and you think like, that's going to be bad, but you don't realize how far that reaches until this week.
Huawei can't officially use micro SD cards in its phones going forward.
Ouch. That hurts. That's real bad. A lot of phones use micro SD for internal storage. And swappable storage even. Although they're less and less likely to give us that to us these days. So the SD cards. Oh, this is a duplicate.
I knew we had a duplicate in there.
You just can't use them because it's like a SD consortium. And you have to be a member. And guess who doesn't get to be a member anymore?
It doesn't get to sit at the cool kids table anymore.
Well, it's an even more important cool kids table that they will not be sitting at.
Huawei, our memo tells staff to stop working with China's tech giant.
All their phone processors. Ouch. Yeah, so basically all the Qualcomm chips, the Apple chips. No. You can't do it. You can't be a part of it. You can't license it. You can't buy their blueprints for the transistors. You can't do anything. You're so screwed. And it doesn't stop there, Krista. I know you thought it did.
It did. There's a third story here. Panasonic scrutinizes relationship with Huawei.
So Panasonic's not sure yet, but I'd say they're probably just going to, why take the risk, right?
Well, they need, they need the social points to sit at the cool table, and they can't be friends with Huawei.
That's true.
The cool tech table.
Now, you might feel kind of bad for Huawei after all that, right?
Yeah, no one wants to sit at the uncool kid table.
And uncool. So, maybe you're like, do they really deserve it? Well, the Wall Street Journal has come out with what could be called a hit piece to remind us that, yes, in fact, they are pure evil.
Huawei's year-long rise is littered with accusations of theft and dubious ethics.
So they talk a lot about...
It's a nice illustration. Yeah. They actually hired an illustrator just for the hit piece.
It's got the logo.
Like that
the
was head. That's not stock photography. Someone was hired to make
nice.
That.
That's nice. These blue smudges, I don't know what that represents. Just filling white space, maybe?
Yeah, probably just it was an aesthetic choice by the illustrator.
So this is stories about people. Huawei would hire people. They'll be like, go and pretend to be a customer and take this money and tell this company that you're going to buy their stuff, but you want a sample. And then they'd send them a motherboard or something. They'd rush it back to Huawei. They'd pull it apart and reverse engineer it. And
pull it apart, eat it.
They sent one guy to a trade show, and he was just like pulling shit apart at the trade show and taking pictures of everything. He had to be escorted out. They deleted all of his devices. But it's just... A lot of anecdotal stories about Huawei being basically evil and stealing everything that they can. And everybody knows that's not how you go about that. You steal the way Apple steals, not the way Huawei steals.
You just make it look more slick and pretty.
And then The Verge is just heaping on with a specific story about this one executive. I don't think you need to read that headline. This is more just piling on a little bit more.
Huawei executive accused of helping to steal trade secrets.
I read it you for don't you. Need to,
read it for you.
No, I said you don't
if
need to.
If there was a sub headline, I'd read it too.
You don't need to. So yeah. You can't say Huawei did nothing wrong if you believe these stories.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
You know what? All I know is I don't use Huawei phones.
Yeah.
Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some riots.
Just a few.
They had an election.
I feel like we've heard a lot of stories about Indonesia this year.
They do good stuff like this a lot.
Yeah.
So they had an election, and a lot of people thought that the incumbent guy was going to be taken out. There was a lot of support for the new guy. He didn't get taken out. Maybe something suspicious happened. I don't know. We don't know.
We can guess, but...
What we do know is there were some riots, and the government reacted... Like this.
Indonesia restricts WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram usage following deadly riots because they don't want people to know what's going on.
Interestingly enough, stuff like this, so like here's an image that you might have seen on your WhatsApp, or you might have seen a video of what's going on here.
It's just people walking down the street. Don't worry about that.
It looks
like your ad blocker's turned on.
They waited a long time to pop that up on this site. So you could post a message, but they would delete all of the media that was attached to your message. Mm. So like... video of rioting or anything like that happening. It's like, yeah, we're not going to show that to anybody. Talk about it. Don't show it. And people with VPNs could still post, so it was definitely being limited at the government level, not by Facebook or whoever. That was a lot of government news.
Facebook was like, oh, finally, it's not us this week.
Yeah, they got to be the good guys. So yeah. We support the people of Indonesia. 55 minutes. Wow.
This is just government. It was a very long section.
And tomorrow...
we have some other long sections.
We'll be doing two fairly long sections. And then a rare long Friday. Because it'll be three sections.
It's going to be a crazy week with Wendell gone.
Prepare yourself for that. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.